you've always prided yourself on the way you have shaken off defeats. How do you think it will be for this one, knowing that it's quite a while until the next major?
Yeah, which is good, you know. I'm happy that some grass can grow over this, you know, even though I'm not too disappointed, you know, in the sense that I think this match gets forgotten very quickly. I just think conditions were fast. He served great. It was one of those matches like old school tennis. It was just like full swing from all sides, forehand, backhand, serve, return, no holding back from his side. And I just couldn't hang with him for long enough to, you know, creep some doubts in his mind and didn't play good enough overall. That's the bottom line. And I think when a match is like this, I think you can actually move on.
Roger, when you refer to his game transitioning, for a while now, can you be a little more specific? How has he changed in your eyes?
I just think he was quite erratic before, you know, especially from the baseline. I mean, in some ways his game has a little margin, I find, because he takes the ball very early, he doesn't feel well in the half volleys. It's tough for him, you know. But I feel like he's cleaned up his return game to some degree, and then I think he's just serving much more consistent throughout a entire match, an entire tournament. Whereas before he could have a good day, a good set, a bad set. So I think that's the biggest difference I see. And I think his mental approach has always been one of a true professional, you know, always super fair play on the court, always well behaved, and always a guy I kind of like watching play, actually.
Roger, this is the first time in a long time without either you, Nadal, or Djokovic playing it. Does this mean something? Or
I mean, exactly your story.
No, or not say,
you said the same in Australia, everybody. So then we know what happened at the French Open final, Wimbledon final. Another chance for you guys, you know, so it's right what you want.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Roger, you never challenged during your Grand Slam career, winning a five set there, then you have to come back to 0-2, and this means a mental challenge for you in the third set, when you go into the third set. Then you never win this kind of back-to-back five-set or comeback from 0-2. Have you ever thought about this?
I didn't even know about it. If I don't know about it, I can't think of it. So I was confident today because I woke up yesterday feeling perfectly fine. Woke up today feeling perfectly fine and ready to go. So yeah, it was credit to him for playing well. Today wasn't because of my fitness. I lost. That was the least of the problems.
Roger, do you think the match, the result in the match before yours could have any impact, whether it's just giving Cilic more belief or sort of unsettling you a little bit? That was a pretty unexpected result before you, too.
Well, I mean, I thought that Kay was going to have a chance, to be quite honest, you know, because he's playing really well. For me, it didn't have an effect. I sometimes you watch one of those matches and you feel like, hey, that's good or that's bad, or like, ooh, I don't know. Gives me like an extra energy, or it kind of deflates me because it's somebody I care, or I don't know what it is, but I felt pretty much focused on what I needed to do today, and I was fine, you know. Sure, there was a bit of a reset after the rain. I don't know if that changed anything. I didn't think so. I felt like I had enough energy and I was ready to go, because I remember how I felt when I went out against Granollers. I was a bit flat in the beginning, and then I came back the second rain delay and I was full of energy. So I really made sure that I was ready to go, and so there's nothing I could have done different really in my preparation today.
Sorry, Roger, we'll not see you before next Thursday. You're going to play Davis Cup versus Italy, semi-final. What do you expect from the Switzerland? I mean, how important is it for you, and what do you think will happen in that match, more or less? I mean, 5-0 for Switzerland?
3-0 is enough for us, but if it's 5, you know. No, I mean, as long as we win, the rest, it doesn't matter who wins and how we win, as long as we do. Obviously, I think we're the favorites, which is always a nice feeling to be. 80,000 people in Switzerland is something very special. I think it's going to be a record crowd for Swiss tennis crowd. And I'm looking forward to playing at home, especially after the run I've had as of late. You know, I think people are quite excited to come see Stan and myself play, regardless of who it is against. But neighboring country, I think, adds something special to it. So I've had some memorable ties against Italians in the past. So for me, it was my first tie I ever played as a player in '99. It's been something that the enormous benefit for me.
Roger, were you surprised at times at how he controlled the court?
Yes, I was. Sure. I mean, just how consistently he was able to pull it off forehand and backhand, and yeah, I was surprised.
Any other questions in English? All right, last one.
Roger, how important it is to get an 18 Grand Slam?
I mean, not in my life. I don't need it as to be more happier or anything. The moment itself would mean a lot, you know. I keep working hard to win titles on the tour. Number 18, you know, I was very happy to get to number 80 the other week. That was huge for me. I'll give it a go again in Australia. Hope to be healthy there, and I enjoy playing there. It's been one of my most consistent slams for me, and I hope to give it get another chance at it. But I can't do more than try really hard.
Thank you. We'll break for a second.
Thank you.